Hi, Liz.
Hey, how are you, Andy?
I'm good. Thank you for agreeing to do this chat with us. Means
grateful.
A lot.
Thank you.
I know you didn't expect this, but we're sitting down and we're chatting. The whole idea around this conversation is just for you to speak about the processes of framing, but just generally like the art of framing and what it means to the whole ecosystem of visual arts. But before we get into that, I would love for you to introduce yourself to someone who's listening who doesn't know of Artborn or Liz.
I'm Liz Neofito. I run a gallery called the Deville Bailey Gallery. Mm-hmm. We opened Artborn Framing in April, May last year, so we're still a baby company. We decided to do all our own framing in-house. That's how the business started. Mm-hmm. We were let down by framers and decided we're going to do it ourselves. Mm-hmm. Started as a baby, as our little new baby, and it's just exploded into something where we've now got archival framers, I've got assistants.
So in other words, the business is flourishing. It's working.
It's absolutely amazing.
You mentioned archival framing. What is that?
So archival framing is the art of protecting your art. Mm-hmm. So everything you use is, there's no acid. Mm-hmm. You're using non-acid metal, non-acid foam core, your backboards, everything. Your art literally is held onto the back of the board mm-hmm. by archival tape. Mm-hmm. That means that in 20 years, when you take that art out the frame, it is exactly as the day that you put it in. Mm-hmm. So there's your actual piece of art doesn't go anywhere near the glass. We do not use glass. We only use perspex when we do archival framing. For one reason, if the glass breaks, it can damage the artwork. Mm-hmm. So perspex doesn't break.
What type of material is perspex?
Perspex is like an acrylic. They call it, overseas they call it plexiglass. Plexiglass is it's exactly like glass, but it doesn't break. Mm-hmm. It takes, I think, a hammer to smash it. So yeah, so that's what we do with archival framing. Mm-hmm. And it floats. It's always floating on something.
When I was doing my research, I saw a lot of this word float when I was reading like material.
Yes.
Like float how?
We attach it onto foam core. So it seems like that the artwork is floating within a box frame. So that the box frame is something similar to this, where it looks like a box, mm-hmm. and the artwork is floating on foam core,
okay, cool.
And that's how we do most of our framing anyway. We do a lot of canvas framing. We've got a very, our home artist is called Fringe. Mm-hmm. He does all his work on canvas. And the most important thing about framing, it's not the look, it's not about how pretty it is, what color it is, it's pink, black, blue, not at all. It's about protecting your art. That's what framing is all about, is number one, protecting. After you've discussed and decided how we're going to frame this piece of art, you go to, do I want a black frame? Do I want a pink frame? I mean, there's so many new things that come out. Well, this is now, pink is the new frame color. But ultimately, it's about protecting the artwork.
So obviously, like when a client comes in, it's based on what they're bringing to you guys that needs
yes.
to be framed. That will dictate what the direction is for that particular piece.
100%.
Yeah. So like, if I would, for instance, come to you, Liz, and like, yo, I have this black and white, for instance, print. How do we go? What are your suggestions for me to frame it? What kind of board? Like, what's the conversation that is had?
What is it? What kind of medium is it? What is your intention with this artwork? A lot of people say, no, it's just I want to photograph, I just want to frame it. And then there's options. Mm-hmm. Archival framing is a lot more expensive than normal framing. I believe everything should be archivally framed. Doesn't matter whether it's a photograph of your child or if it's your little child being Picasso mm-hmm. and just making beautiful artwork for you. You're going to want that in 30 years' time. So we start with that. We start with what, and obviously budget. Budget's very important. You need to tell me what is your budget. You get different kinds of frames. You get wooden frames, you get hardwood frames, you get molding, where that is synthetic. Synthetic framing is a lot more, lot less expensive than wooden frames are. So from the minute you walk into the frame shop, we discuss, I need to know budget, I need to know where this is going for you in your journey with your art. You know, some people come in and say, I don't care, whatever, just do. Other people, that is my everything. So it's definitely a personal, and that's why I say we do custom framing. We don't just frame just because framing is framing. We want to make sure that you're happy, that I'm happy with sending out a piece work where I know you're going to come back to me in a year's time and say, can you please reframe it in a white? And I can go 100% because I know it was done perfectly. We can literally just take it out, reframe it in a different color or whatever, and give it back to you. And there's no problems because art, again, is about protecting. Framing is, again, about protecting the artwork.
And I guess that would be, like, one of the importance of framing. Like, so my question then would be, I know you've mentioned, I think you mentioned when we started talking some of the importance of art, but could you maybe rehash?
For me, there's so many. Is it for investment purposes? Is it your art? Is it investment purposes? Is it decorative? Is it your own art? Is it something that for your children's art, your family portraits, your wedding portraits? And all those things need to be taken into consideration. Why am I framing this? What's the purpose of framing? And then again, it's about protecting that artwork. And then we go, okay, it's for decorative purposes. My house needs white frames. Then we go into white frames. I always say a black frame makes something serious. So if we've got a serious investment piece, like a Dumile Feni, it's serious. It needs to go into a black frame. That's my opinion anyway. So always a black frame makes it more serious. It makes it more, when you walk into a home, you go, wow, it just gives a little bit more presence. White framing for me makes it light, it looks beautiful in the home. So that's black and white framing. Then you get people who are taking some serious chances, and if there's a little bit of a pink speckle in the artwork, they'll put a pink frame around it, and it's working.
So it's like an extension of the art.
Of the artwork, and it's an extension of the artwork.
And then it brings me to this the quote that I was reading out for you earlier on, where the article I was reading was saying that frames are the Cinderella of the art world. They do tremendous work, and you had a reaction to that.
People don't understand how important framing is. If you look at a piece of artwork that's just a canvas, it's just there. And as soon as you put it in a beautiful, well-executed frame, good backboard, nice thick frame, it just it takes the artwork from wow to that's beautiful. Because that's what everybody wants. You're not framing something to put it in a storeroom. You're framing it because you want to hang it on your wall and show your friends, whether it's whatever it is. But it is. It's very undervalued. Framing is undervalued in the art world, 100%.
So if someone is listening to this, Liz, and they really want to come and frame, where can they get a hold of Artborn?
They can go on to Instagram at Artborn Framing. They can contact me on my cell. It is 082-412-9210. And my email address is framing@artborn.co.za.